You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Sunday, August 29, 2021. One step ahead. Permian natural gas growth spurs more processing capacity. Published by Housley Carr. In the past 4 years, natural gas production in the Permian Basin has doubled, from 6.6 BCF per day in August 2017 to 13.4 BCF per day now. To keep pace, a midstream sector has spent many billions of dollars on new gas gathering systems, processing plants, and takeaway pipelines, with virtually all of that investment backed by long-term commitments from producers and other market players. Thanks to that build-out, the Permian now has sufficient takeaway capacity, at least for another couple of years. But despite the 50-plus processing plants that have come online in the Plays, Delaware, and Midland basins in recent years, still more processing capacity is needed, as evidenced by the expansion projects and new plants that we discuss in today's blog. The Permian has proven itself to be a remarkably resilient producer of hydrocarbons, something we track in our weekly crude oil Permian and nat gas Permian reports. No doubt there have been challenges and setbacks along the way, chief among them a devastating pandemic that, in addition to its human toll, slash demand for crude oil, the commodity that drives drilling and production activity in the Permian. In response, crude oil production there sagged in the spring of 2020 and gas production fell by 1.3 BCF per day to 10.6 BCF per day from April to May. Then, in February 2021, the deep freeze caused Permian gas production to fall 2.2 BCF per day from the previous month to 10.1 BCF per day. In both cases, however, Permian crude oil and gas production quickly rebounded, and the Plays gas output today stands at a record 13.4 BCF per day. And RBN forecasts continued growth in our mid-scenario that assumes over the next 5 years WTI averages pretty close to the current forward curves. We expect Permian residue gas production to increase to 14.1 BCF per day by the end of this year, 15.6 BCF per day by December 2022, and 18.1 BCF per day minus 35% higher than the current level by December 2025. While the Midland region has been getting a lot of attention in the past year or two for its desirable production profile and strong producer economics, there's also renewed strength in the Delaware portion of the Permian on both the West Texas and New Mexico sides. In the past 4 years, Midland gas production has nearly doubled, from 2.5 BCF per day in August 2017 to 4.9 BCF per day this month, and we expect the Midlands output to hit 5.7 BCF per day by December 2022. In the Delaware Basin, where the gas-to-oil ratio, or GOR, is generally higher, gas production has increased by 4.5 BCF per day in the past 4 years, to 8.2 BCF per day. Our mid-scenario projects that Delaware production to hit 9.6 BCF per day by the end of next year. A few months ago, in our Ready for It blog series, we discussed the January 2021 startup of both the 2.1 BCF per day Permian Highway Pipeline, or PHP, to the Gulf Coast and a 1.8 BCF per day expansion of the Agua Blanca pipeline system in the Delaware Basin, as well as the plans by MPLX, Whitewater Midstream, and a joint venture of Stonepeak Infrastructure Partners and West Texas Gas to begin operating their 2 BCF per day Whistler pipeline from the Midland Basin to the Agua Dulce hub in mid-2021. Whistler came online as planned on July 1st. All of that pipeline capacity helped to relieve the outbound constraints on natural gas that previously had resulted in big basis discounts at West Texas's Waha hub. But it takes more than just pipeline capacity to handle the liquids-rich natural gas produced in the Permian. Natural gas processing plants are required to remove natural gas liquids and other impurities prior to accessing long-haul pipelines. In part one of the Ready for It series, we looked at the latest round of gas processing plants being constructed in the Midland, and in part two we did the same for new processing capacity in the Delaware. Today, we look at the Permian gas processing capacity that has come online so far this year and the plants scheduled to start up later this year or in 2022. Over the past several months, EnLink Midstream has completed three gas plant expansions in the Midland Basin that added a combined 55 million cubic feet per day of capacity. These included the following. Number 1. A 20 million cubic feet per day expansion of the company's Midmar East plant in southwestern Martin County, Texas, which increased the plant's capacity to 120 million cubic feet per day. Number 2. A 15 million cubic feet per day expansion at EnLink's Midmar West plant in southeastern Andrews County, Texas, which increase the plant's capacity to 75 million cubic feet per day. Number 3. A 20 million cubic feet per day expansion at the Riptide plant in South Central Martin County, which, with the 55 million cubic feet per day expansion Enbridge completed at the plant in the second half of 2020, brings Riptide's capacity to 240 million cubic feet per day. And Link is also one of two midstreamers that will be adding processing capacity in the Permian in the last 4 months of 2021, not by building new plants, but by relocating existing plants from elsewhere. We'll get to EnLink's project in a moment. First, we should note that within the next few days, Targa Resources expects to start up its 200 million cubic feet per day Heim gas processing plant in Reagan County, Texas, which is in the Midland Basin. Previously, the cryogenic processing plant had been called Longhorn and was located in North Texas's Wise County, in the heart of the declining Barnett Shale, the OG of the early day shale revolution. The project increases Targa's processing capacity in the Midland to 2.6 BCF per day. The company also has 1.3 BCF per day of processing capacity in the Permian's Delaware Basin. In the fourth quarter of this year, EnLink plans to begin operation of its newly renamed War Horse plant. The plant, previously known as Battle Ridge, is being moved from Payne County, Oklahoma, to South Central Martin County near the Riptide plant to help EnLink keep pace with increasing gas processing demand in the Midland. As part of the project, the company is undertaking enhancements that will increase the plant's capacity by 15 million cubic feet per day to 95 million cubic feet per day. War Horse will bring EnLink's processing capacity in the Midland Basin to about 670 million cubic feet per day. It also has 635 million cubic feet per day of capacity in the Delaware, where it and Western Gas Partners completed their jointly owned 240 million cubic feet per day Tiger Gas plant in Culberson County, Texas, in the third quarter of last year. A number of new gas processing plants are scheduled to come online in 2022. Some midstream companies have specified which quarter they expect to begin operating their facilities, while others have not. Navitas Midstream expects its new 240 million cubic feet per day Liker gas processing plant to come online by the end of the first quarter of 2022. Liker will be the fifth new gas plant at Navitas's Midland Basin Processing Complex, which is located near the Midland-Glasscock County line in the heart of the Midland Basin. The four existing plants there, Newbury 1, Newbury 2, Taylor, and Triton, have a combined capacity of 770 million cubic feet per day, and the addition of Liker will increase the complex's capacity to just over 1 BCF per day. We'll be discussing Navitas's Permian gas gathering systems and processing plants in detail in part 2 of this blog series. In mid-2022, Pinnacle Midstream II, backed by management and Energy Spectrum Capital, a Dallas-based private equity firm, plans to begin operating its new 200 million cubic feet per day Dos Picos processing plant in Midland County. Pinnacle said when it announced the project in July that the new plant and an associated gas gathering and compression system in Midland, Martin, and Glasscock counties that the company brought online in the second quarter of 2021 are supported by a 15-year agreement with Double Point Energy. Double Point was acquired by Pioneer Natural Resources in May 2021. Earlier this month, Targa announced plans to build the 250 million cubic feet per day legacy gas processing plant in the Midland Basin and bring it online in the fourth quarter of next year. The plant, which is located near the Midland-Upton County line, will give Targa more than 4.1 BCF per day of processing capacity in the Permian. There are a couple more. MPLX plans to start up two new 200 million cubic feet per day gas processing plants sometime next year, the Preakness plant in South Central Martin County, Texas, in the Midland Basin, and a second plant at the company's Tornado processing facility in Loving County, Texas, in the Delaware Basin. Finally, it's not a new gas processing plant, but Energy Transfer's recently announced Permian Bridge Pipeline project is definitely part of the midstream sector's broader effort to stay, as the title of today's blog suggests, one step ahead of processing demand. Under the plan, by the fourth quarter of 2021, Energy Transfer will convert 55 miles of an existing 24-inch diameter NGL pipeline between the Midland and Delaware basins to rich gas service that will allow 115 million cubic feet per day of associated gas with high NGL content to be transported from the Midland to the Delaware, which currently is less constrained from a gas processing perspective. All of these moves, the processing plant expansions, the relocation of plants to the Permian, the development of new plants, and Energy Transfer's Permian Bridge, indicate the ongoing scramble by midstream companies to meet what producers expect will be a growing need for associated gas processing through the early 2020s. One Step Ahead was written by Eddie Snyder and Charles Singleton. it appeared as the A-side of a single for Aretha Franklin that was released by Columbia Records in May 1965. The single went to number 18 on the Billboard Hot Rhythm and Blues Singles chart. Since the song never appeared on any of her albums at the time, it remains one of the rarest and collectible of Franklin's singles. Hip-hop producer Ayatollah sampled the chorus from the song and used it in the Ms. Fat Booty single for Mos Def. Aretha Franklin was an American soul singer, songwriter, and pianist. Dubbed the Queen of Soul, Franklin's professional career started at the age of 18, when she signed with Columbia Records. She has released 38 studio albums, 6 live albums, 62 compilation albums, and 131 singles. Franklin has won 18 Grammy Awards and received a Grammy Award Living Legend and Lifetime Achievement Award. She has been awarded the National Medal of Arts and the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Gospel Music Hall of Fame, the UK Music Hall of Fame, and the National Women's Hall of Fame. Franklin passed away at her home in Detroit in August 2018 at the age of 76.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.